afternoon, Custom Machines Viewers.
Good afternoon. Is Kevin there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
I'm sorry, one more.
Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Oh, okay. One second.
Okay. Hey Kevin, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Yeah, I just want to, you know, touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back, and it was based on some financing it did with Marlin back in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as some working capital up to about 250K. So I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, see what kind of plans or projects you have coming up. We might need some financing.
Well, right now we have nothing in the works, nothing coming up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing in the works.
Yeah.
I mean, how are sales like this year? You know, are they up, down, somewhere in the middle?
Way down. It's
way down.
Really slow around here right now.
Oh, wow. You guys, you know, impacted by the oil field and everything?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, everything around us is energy. We've got everything but green energy, so.
Yeah.
So everything we have is being cut off at the knees right now.
Damn. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, how do you get through these slow times?
basically just try and survive it until it comes around again.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the worst that's ever been around here.
That's crazy.
It goes through it all the time, but it's pretty bad this time around, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Is there, like, you know, do you guys see, like, the light at the end of the tunnel, or is it still, you don't really know what's going to happen?
Don't really know what's going to happen.
Man.
I just have no idea if it's going to come back around this time. It's starting to be a lot of doom and gloom around here, so I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, did you, like, kind of, like, you don't have any, like, projects or anything coming up? Is it just hard to find work, or?
Yeah, it's getting pretty tough to find any kind of work to do
yeah.
around here.
Do you guys, like, outsource it out of different states, or are you just kind of?
We're basically just local, but, when things get slow around the country, that means all the other shops around here start coming
yeah.
in and competing for the same work.
Yeah, so exactly.
Hog-tied here.
Okay. Well, I mean, is there a time, I know, other than right now, that you usually like look to add on, you know, equipment or reevaluate your capital needs?
Right at the moment, I have no idea when what would be. Just have no clue what's going to happen here in the future. If
yeah.
Something doesn't change, something doesn't give.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we do, you know, equipment financing, and then we also do working capital, and we can free up, you know, 10 to 15% of gross annual sales as unsecured cash. And, you know, a lot of companies use it, you know, for, you know, cushions on jobs or, you know, payroll materials, things of that sort. I mean, have you used that in the past?
A little bit. Not a whole lot, but I have a credit line with a local bank that I use on occasion, so.
Okay. Who do you use?
It's Citizens Bank, just a local bank.
Oh, Citizens Bank. Okay. And do you, with Citizens Bank, do you have a line of credit, and do you use that for materials and payroll and stuff like that, or do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's like, Like, what's your limit on that line of credit?
It's $100,000.
Okay, that's pretty substantial in size.
Yeah.
All right, and I mean, do you use it pretty often, or is it just kind of emergencies?
Well, not very often yet. In generally, just emergencies or whatever's going on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Matt. Yeah, if you did have, you know, anything coming up, or you needed some extra cash flow, you know, for payroll, we definitely could help you out there. We can get answers, you know, within 24 hours if needed, and funded in 48. So I'm not really sure, you know,
okay,
if you did have anything. But is there, what's a good email for you? I can, you know, send you some of that info. Keep it in your back pocket in case something comes up.
Yeah, you can send me some information just in case. It's Kevin W.
Uh-huh.
At CustMachine.com.
Machine.com. Alrighty. Okay, I'll go ahead and send that over, Kevin, about 15 minutes. And then, you know, when's a good time to check back in with the business, see how things are going?
like I said, I have no idea right now.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for a while out there, so.
Man. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Is this pretty typical for the election year as well?
Well, yeah, things generally slow down around election years, but not like this.
Yeah. I know, I've some people, you know, talking about how, like, depending on who gets in office, you know, how it's going to go. It's going to be crazy. I don't know. A lot of people think something big might happen this year. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to tell with what's happening in this election. Hopefully, no matter what happens, it'll be somebody more energy friendly. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know, and that whole thing, that oil thing, came out of nowhere, which is crazy. It's come back up a little bit, but I don't know how long that's going to take to be back where it was.
Yeah, and the more regulations they put in effect, the higher it's got to come up before it helps anybody out.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. And what exactly do you guys do over there for the oil field, or like, what do you guys make?
Just little air. We do machine work, welding, fabricate things like toolboxes, truck beds, headache racks.
Okay.
Repair oil field equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Not really any kind of specialties, so.
Yeah, so you do more on the welding side?
Yeah, generally.
Okay, that's cool. And do you guys have one of those, like, five-axis, you know, machine welders or robot welder?
No, I don't. It's
okay.
Pretty well all by hand.
All by hand. Is it arc welding or a TIG?
Both.
Both?
TIG, stick, and MIG. All.
Mm-hmm. All together. That's good.
Yeah, just no computerized equipment doing that.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys, like, get subcontracted out? Like, do they tell their, like, would you go out and do, you know, some plan or something like that and do some work on the side, or do you just, it all comes to you?
Just what they bring to us, or what we can bring in here if I don't have field equipment.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right, Kevin, well, it was good, you know, talking with you. And yeah, if you did, you know, have anything else, you know, you're looking to expand or do anything, or, you know, needed some extra cash flow, yeah, feel free to reach out. But I will, I'll go ahead and, you know, shoot out that email here in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.